Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest things in life all come in a pair. They say hindsight's 20/20, but that ain't far enough. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jess, I just pledged Gamma Moo Moo and I'm ready to go. Do you know I love Greek life, so are you ready to pledge with me?
This movie was right up your alley.
Yeah, are you ready to pledge
Gamma Moo Moo? Absolutely not, no. Oh, and you see why I wouldn't want to, because these are the people you'd have to deal with. Freaking Bradley.
That was his name the whole time.
Literally, his name is Bradley Upper Crust the Third. Upper Crust?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, facts are facts. Guess what? I have our other pledge sister here for Gamma Moo Moo. They called it Moo Moo, but technically it's Mew Mew, but whatever.
Yeah, we're joined, of course. We previously covered a Goofy movie once upon a time here. And so we had to bring this person back for the follow-up, an extremely goofy movie. Welcome to the podcast, Karen from Canada. Karen, how are you?
Hey, I am extremely, I don't know how to put it. We'll see. I'm extremely excited to be with you, obviously.
And that's
I was extremely excited to watch this sequel. And now I'm just like extremely happy to, I guess, dive into nostalgia that, you know, like seeing this, the nostalgic elements of the movie. So this is great. This will be fun.
Yeah, so we originally covered a Goofy movie. Was it, we talked about this, Sarah, was it 2 years ago at this point?
January 2021.
Okay, so it was almost 2 years ago. And now we're coming back for the sequel. I remember watching both of these. Like, to me, a Goofy movie and an extremely Goofy movie, in my head, I couldn't, like, separate out the plot points of each. Like, they kind of smushed together in my brain. And so when I sat down to watch an extremely goofy movie, I was like, oh, okay, it's the college one. And so much of this, Karen, like you said, nostalgia-wise, so this came out very, very early in 2000. And to me, it's very much a sign of the times of like that Tony Hawk pro skater, like X Games, everyone's a skater boy, Avril Lavigne era, where like everything was about skateboarding. And if you didn't skateboard, you were not cool.
Yeah. No, it's so true. I didn't even think about the Tony Hawk stuff. But I think one thing I want to just say from the start is the very different. The sequel is very different from the first one. I think actually the sequel would have been, it could have been a TV series. Like, there are so many different things, like The romance between Goofy
and the librarian. Yeah.
Yeah, librarian. Like that point, like a lot of this stuff that happened, I didn't feel like the plot was really a movie plot. I really felt like it really could have been a TV show. And they were trying to go through so many different things all kind of strung together, but it wasn't to me like I said, I just didn't feel like it was a really compelling, like sort of, you know, the setup and climax and resolution. It didn't feel that way to me. So that's one thing I thought, like, well, obviously they wouldn't turn this into a series. That would be it would be too mature for Disney. But that was something I felt about this one. Like the music wasn't like very movie soundtrack.
Well, the music. So the big thing we talked a lot about in the first movie was the music, because it's all like original music. And Sarah, this one is so different because it's all just like, I mean, they're great songs, right? Like Shake Your Groove Thing, You Make Me Feel Like Dancing, Knock on Wood. Like all of those are really great songs, but they're not original songs to this movie.
No, there's no original songs. And I think that that's where kind of a lot of the charm from the original movie came from. Last time we ranked songs, of course everybody had all the songs stuck in our head. I still have the one where the fishing pole dance, maybe this is what the reason why. I don't know what the song's name is anymore, but you know what I mean. So that was a lot of the charm of the original. And it's almost like this was more Goofy's story than Max's story in a way, or at least I was more compelled to pay attention to Goofy's story.
Yeah. I felt like the problem, and again, like this movie is fine. It's not bad. I just don't think it has I think charm is like the perfect way to put it. It doesn't have the charm of the original, Karen, because in my opinion, like the original film is all about like Max and Goofy, like reconnecting, like rebuilding that family father son bond. And in this movie, I feel like we're not really sympathizing with Goofy as much because it's like so ridiculous that he's following his own son to college and like taking over his life to an extent. It's less about like rebuilding that bond and very like smothery in a way that I feel like the original wasn't.
Yeah, and also nothing changed. Goofy is still a helicopter parent. Like after all that, like that huge journey we took in the first movie, and then the second one is just like more of the same. And I'm just like, well, didn't we just resolve this? Like, didn't you come to like a non-toxic point of your relationship? Like, why are we suddenly like, why is Max suddenly like pushing his dad away all the time? Can't wait to leave, which like, okay, fair. That's pretty natural, but also just, it didn't feel like Goofy learned anything.
No. Yeah. Would you say you can't teach an old dog new tricks?
I mean, he graduated.
They learn to listen to each other's hearts, as the lyrics say. But yeah, I don't feel like there was much listening this time. It was very hurried. It was very rushed to get Max to college. Then Goofy going from like a prison toy factory to college and being free as a bird. I definitely feel like they built that story a lot better with Goofy, like you said. So he's in a toy factory, which is like there's like the juxtaposition between like what they're making, which is fun toys, and then all the workers are dressed in orange prison suits. And it's like this drab, ugly place. And he kind of gets to become free in college and do all these things that he loves, like date and dance and do all these fun things.
Even the dating aspect, right? Like he's like basically flashing back to his life in college in the 70s, and he meets the librarian pretty much instantaneously. Sylvia Marpole. It's like, instantly, Sarah, that they're together. I felt like the show could, or the movie could have done even a better job at pacing that out, because there's like a teeny tiny rift when he misses their date and she gets upset with him. But like, again, almost instantaneously solved.
Like I said, it should have been a TV show.
Yeah, we got to spread it out longer. I actually didn't mind the relationship aspect between Mrs. Marzipan, whatever, and Goofy. I thought it was really sweet. I thought that they connected between 70s disco dance. It was very funny to have Goofy, you know, I think a lot of us, it's kind of the old saying, like we think of what 30 years ago was and we don't think that it's 1999 or whatever.
I saw something on Instagram the other day that was like, no matter how old I get, you're never going to convince me that the 90s was more than 10 years ago.
Right.
Like, it's always going to be 2000.
Yeah, the 90s exactly was 30 years ago, but like we still kind of feel like it's 1970 for whatever reason. We just can't get it out of our heads. at least me anyway. I'm like, there's no way the 90s was 30 years ago, but it was. So it's kind of funny being like, oh yeah, especially because the 70s is such like a culturally like interesting time even now. So there's so much culture from like the 70s more so than like the early 2000s. I don't know. It's just my opinion. So, and I just read a book that was surrounded in the 70s too. So it just like felt very, I don't know, Goofy being so into the 70s and that's when he went to school. It was kind of fun. And I like that he connected with Mrs. Marzipan about it as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I love when she showed up on the dance floor in her like sexy outfit and all the jaws dropped because no one had expected like such a demure librarian to be a sex kitten. It
full of sauce.
Yeah.
I like the mood rings. Did you have a mood ring?
Oh, yes.
I was cracking up at that moment because I was like, this is the most sexually charged scene I've ever seen from two people doing a pinky swear. Like, they're like holding pinkies and these rings are just glowing. And I'm like, give me this kind of mood ring. Yes, please.
Connection. It's a connection. You can't tell me that this relationship doesn't work for you.
Oh, it wasn't that. No, I thought they were very cute as a couple. I especially love when he runs into the library and she's on, of course, one of those like, it reminds me of Belle from Beauty and the Beast, where she's on the like ladder on wheels and he runs and like launches himself on it and like, of course, messes everything up. But he has these flowers, so she doesn't care. She like smooches him all over his face and leaves those lipstick prints. Like, I think like the enjoyment for this movie is mostly because of the nostalgia factor, like Karen mentioned, because we get those like classic cartoonisms, classic Disneyisms, classic Goofyisms. You know, you get the like gorsh, like the, you know, like the enjoyable stuff. I wanted to count the amount of times that we hear Goofy scream, because it's so many that he does the like, oh, ho, 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 like that thing. But I don't know, Karen, like, was that, I feel like for me, that was probably the most enjoyable part, was like reliving those particular like things.
Yeah. You know what? I think that now thinking about nostalgia, you know how like Gen Z are now like trying to copy us from like us in the 90s. I think that Gen Z would love this movie because there's a lot of stuff like nowadays that was like outdated for us that is now interesting to Gen Z. So like when Goofy gives Max, I'm just looking at my notes here, that he gave him a typewriter, like that would be so cool. It's now cool to have a typewriter, but like,
oh, vintage.
But Gen Z never had to go through like, oh, I don't use that anymore, but they'd be like, oh cool, like what is that, like how do you use it?
Right, it's kind of like the record player,
right?
Like how, and then most Gen Zers have record players,
right?
Or collect records.
Then, yeah, they might be able to like relate to something because they see that as being like really cool, retro and cool. And even like when they were talking about CD-ROM, like you didn't give me a CD-ROM thing doohickey. And even to Gen Z now, like a lot of the artists are putting out like cassettes and CDs, and Gen Z are like learning how to use those. Because it's cool and hip and like not everyone knows how to do that. So there is that aspect. I think also this movie from like at the time that it was what's the word published? What's
released?
The word? Released. Thank yeah. you. The if you look really carefully at like all the characters in the background, like it's very diverse, like body diverse and like can I say racial diversity?
Yes,
like,
species see, like, possibly. Yeah, whatever you want to phrase it. I noticed that as well. Yeah, we have like yeah. there's like a Sasquatch looking guy. The guy who voices the brother and Everybody Loves Raymond plays the like really massive like hulking figure on the in the Gamma Moomoos or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just like so many different. And so for 2000, this is probably like, and the way they stand up to like the bullies, there's like no room for bullies in college. Like this is probably like the most woke cartoon of Disney until like 2020. So, or whenever like, mm-hmm. I don't know, some of the more recent stuff came out. So I would say like, that was really cool. Like, I feel like Gen Z would not feel this is like a problematic,
That's fair. It does have that going for it. There isn't really anything to like that you're like cringing at while you're watching it now.
I mean, there's white privilege that is like shown as like, you know, you're being ridiculous. You've got this like Bradley upper crust who is like trying to skateboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a street sport. And it, like he's just not looked at as like very cool or authentic. And like right now, authenticity is like the biggest thing. And showing off your wealth and like coolness and elitism is not cool right now. So I thought it was like very relatable to what's like trending and what's on people's minds now and what people are critical of right now. I think it's very there's a lot of parallels and it doesn't take a lot of mental gymnastics to like vibe with this movie.
Yeah. No, not at all. I thought that, I mean, I definitely think it's fun. And I'm trying to think when I was a kid, I definitely thought that this was the better film than the original. And I think that's because there's more stuff going on, maybe too much stuff as we're kind of talking about, but a lot of stuff. Like, we have the college element, we have the skateboarding element, we have the dancing. So I thought that for a kid, maybe there's just a lot going on that you would enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, and there's a very clear cut villain.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So that you have someone you can use someone to hate.
Yeah.
And speaking of like when this film came out, Sarah, too, because it came out in 2000, it feels a little outdated now because like skateboarding isn't as big as it like once was. Like they have these, you know, the X Games, which are very obviously based off of like motocross type, you know, the X Games. And I'm looking things up just because I was curious, like timing wise, Brink, the Disney Channel original movie that was all about roller blading.
Yeah.
That came out in 98. So a little bit before this. And then Tony Hawk Pro Skater, the original like video game, came out in 1999. And was in September. So this was like barely 6 months, not even, after that came out. So I feel like skateboarding was like in its heyday when this film came out, which is probably why people enjoyed it so much, because let's be honest, there's so much skateboarding done, and they like, especially at the end when they're doing all the tricks and everything, I feel like that is probably pretty, like a lot more exciting when it's relevant to like root for and enjoy. So that I just thought was, it really brought me back to like that moment in time where I had a skateboard. In fact, we just had a garage sale and I sold. My parents were like, this was in our basement and it was my skateboard from when I was a kid that I literally used like twice. And I remember because, I rode it maybe the second time I ever was on it, and it like came out from under me and I fell, and I was like, nope, that was a fun sport. I'm done with that.
Did you wear a bike helmet like yes. the like upper crust, or did you wear like the round cool helmet like Max?
I wore the ones, I always called them the bowling ball helmets, because to me that's kind of what they're like, they look like. They're very rounded and they have holes in the top that looks like a bowling ball. Yeah, that's what
so
I
you
wore.
You wore like the cool helmet. Because
I did, but you know what I wanted though? I always wanted the one, like these came out later, I think. I don't think they actually had them when I was that age, but like the ones that have the faux hawk on them.
Oh, yeah.
I thought those you were so that? Cool. Oh my God. Wow. I loved those. Yeah.
How much did you sell your skateboard for?
Gosh, I don't remember. Some random teens bought it though.
Yeah, they're probably breaking their arm thanks to you.
Well, they should wear pads. What do you want me to do?
Karen,
skateboarding is kind of cool now because it was in the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. It might be coming back in coolness. Who knows?
Well, and I think rollerblades are back now, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I rollerbladed when I was a kid. Karen, did you do any of these extreme sports?
I did buy a set of rollerblades. I didn't. They hurt my feet.
Yeah.
But I wonder, I know our friend Chappelle is now roller skating a lot.
He's roller skating a lot?
Skating.
Yeah, do you not watch Chappelle's IG stories? Come on.
I guess I should start watch him roller skating. I was always in the rinks.
At night, and then there's like the music and
I don't know if we've talked about this before, but like there was a place near us that had a roller skate rink and we would go. But like the cool thing was, because you could only rent skates there, but the cooler thing was to bring your own roller blades. And then I remember they had like couples skating, which you always were like, oh, I wish I had a partner so I could skate with them. And then there was like this teen section that had like a quote unquote club, but like it was not, you know. Ooh. And it was called Secrets. And that's how they advertised it. It'd be like Secrets.
Did
and it
people
had like
actually attend? Like, do they join in? Or is that
This was like all the teens would go in there and then they would play like music and there would be like the fog machine, like the smoke machine, and then like all the teens would be like grinding, and I was just like at like rollerblading. Well, no, you wouldn't wear roller skates in that section. You had to. It was a separate section that had like the little club section, a little like arcade section.
Wow.
This is like a cruise ship where like, yeah, you know, everyone's like doing cruise ship things. And then the teens like don't, there's like a club for them, but they don't really use it. Like they don't do the cruise ship things. They just like either just hang nothing. Out. But this place, like instead of rollerblading, they just like did not rollerblade up their. Yeah, they had secrets.
Yeah, just going to a cruise next week. Do you think that she should go to Secrets on the cruise?
Absolutely not. No chance.
Yeah, no. You're going to like buffet though. It up, right?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. That's the move.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Hang out with the teens.
Why would I ever?
I don't know. Maybe you want to be cool. Don't you want to be cool?
No, like, not on a vacation.
There's going to be no one there. So you could like just take over the space if you want your own space.
Yeah.
Back to this. So one thing that I found interesting about this cut, like, can we talk about like how they portrayed college? Because I like there's certain things that were so evergreen about, like, you know, everyone wearing like suspenders and big glasses, and like a lot of the things that they were wearing and doing, I was like, that's still cool now. And like the whole like poetry slam that is still very now.
Oh my God. I think my favorite part of the film was the poetry girl who just said so much nonsense. Like, this was the thing. She's wearing like all black. She has a beret. She's like the cool girl. Everyone like snaps when she like does her poetry. I should have written down more for quotes, because everything she was saying was just cracking me up, Sarah. I loved her, even though, and I loved that her and PJ like connect, because I thought that was very cute.
Yeah, PJ, we all liked PJ from the last movie. Of course, I want PJ to be happy in this. She's a really cool. She reminds me a lot of what Judy Funny from Doug. Doug's sister.
Oh yeah, she has like the hair that like covers very dramatic one eye, and
I like
very emo before emo existed.
This coffee shop was called the Bean Scene. Isn't that cool?
Very cool.
Yeah, I think it's Max who's like, I'll go get us some Java, and I'm like, stop it.
Yeah, you know what? That's funny because now that I think about it, there aren't really, like, if you see a new coffee shop, there's not one named, like, there's no Java in the name of
Java.
The
Java is out. Lexicon. Yeah, Java's no, dead. I think it's just coffee. I think, or if you're going to be like a latte or a cappuccino, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's not Java.
I loved when she like got everyone to snap away, like finger snap away Bradley Uppercrust. It was very like, there's no room for bullies here. And like, I feel like if she was in today's era, she would be like, I don't know, like there would be like TikToks of her like doing that. Like,
ooh, you know, she would be like, an icon. Would,
yeah, she'd be going viral for that. Whereas yes, someone like, she would be her, a yes like, queen. Yeah.
Yeah, people would love her. Sarah, don't you agree? Maybe not the, I mean, berets certainly haven't made a comeback.
Are you sure?
Are they back?
I've seen people wear berets.
Yeah, I'm
not
sure.
Not like every day.
Everything comes back.
Well, I remember for a while when we were teens, like, it wasn't a beret, but it was close enough where it was like a big slouchy beret, like almost like a bigger version of that. That was in for a while. So I guess that kind of equates to which, but hers is like a very flat beret.
I think it could come back.
I think everything has come back except for like the only thing that's out are skinny jeans.
Yeah, skinny jeans are gone. No more skinny jeans.
I like a boot cut though. I don't mind a boot cut. I don't mind a flare leg. But who's wearing jeans anyway? Aren't jeans just out?
Yeah.
Well, no, jeans are in.
Jeans I'm not are wearing in, jeans. Yeah. You're not going to make me. I'm not going to do it.
Jeans are in.
I will never wear, after like the last 2 years, I will never wear a pair of jeans again.
Why would I? There's so many other options.
Wait, I found out if you wear jeans that are like 2.5 sizes too big for you, jeans are great. That's what I started doing.
I mean, they do like wide, like
so comfortable. Yeah, I got a pair of like mom jeans. So they're already big. And then I got them in like a size or two larger than what I am.
You have to get a belt though?
Yeah, I have a belt, but they're not like,
but you could just be seated all the time. You just don't walk.
They're for the look. So yeah, slouchy jeans, like big jeans, are so comfortable. And I was like, why didn't nobody tell me jeans are comfortable if you don't wear them skinny jeans?
Well, yes, yeah, skinny jeans never were made for comfort. They were made for like
showing off your booty.
To make yourself look like a triangle, and B, so that you could put boots on. Without having to shove your flare leg pant in there, you know, much easier.
Yeah. Does anybody want to explain to me why Brad Uppercrust wants to play X Games anyway? Like, he seems cool. Like the tennis type.
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah. I think it was just because it was so cool. But look, at first, when we look at the skateboarding thing, when they do like the creative, what's it called? Like the freestyle, does he do it? He doesn't do it, does he?
Freestyle. Like
Max versus who?
Goofy, at the end. Right?
But if Goofy had not competed, would it have been Brad?
It ended up, well, it was, if Goofy hadn't competed, well, it was 3-on-3 though.
Well, no, that was for the end, but at the beginning.
In the beginning,
I'm sorry. I misunderstood this section.
I don't think Brad would have been the one to do it. I think, you know, for Brad, he's like, they had like a triathlon. So he's like the guy who would do like the biking, which is big.
Oh,
brand,
yes.
You know?
Yes, like, that does make sense.
So
he fits way more in line with that style of thing, like of that kind of sport.
So maybe that's here's why the thing, he was trying to push Goofy to compete instead of him. He's like, I don't know how to skateboard.
Yeah, no, I think Bradley, he, like, it was a cool thing at the time, right? But you could see him trying to gentrify it. He's got, like, the bike helmets, which is, like, not straight, not cool, like, to us. But he, like, tried to, like, white privilege it up and be like, I don't want to do this. I'm going to cheat. Like, I'm just going to.
I was just going to say, he really white privileged it up by cheating. Like, and all these cheatings, like, okay, we know, like, no one stopped we've seen. Him. No one has stopped them. And they're way more obvious than most cheating scandals, like in modern day sports, right? Like, this is like literally there are rocket boosters on Goofy's skateboard.
And they're sabotaging.
They use a pocket mirror to like blind Max, which looks, I mean, that is maybe a little more discreet, but still seems obvious enough to me. Like, these things that they're doing, they full on, I think my favorite one, which is very cartoony, is when they full on like move the hedges and then they fly down the stairs. They alter
the course.
And it turns out they made it easier for them because they gave them a shortcut.
Right. But like they try to get like the other team disqualified. But then when they actually full on cheat and the commentators are commenting on it, they don't like disqualify them.
No. It's really funny. It's like, where are the rules? Like, no one's getting in trouble, right? Like, these types of movies, Sarah, I feel like I'm often, like, suspending my disbelief to such a great degree just because we're not children and we understand that, like, this would not fly. But this definitely has more of that. I mean, right? Like, I think, I guess to start off, a Goofy movie is always going to have a moment where Goofy's going to fly through a wall and there's a Goofy-shaped hole in it. So we're kind of just doing that anyway.
Yeah, there's has to be a bunch of goof in a Goofy movie. Mm-hmm. I don't even understand. This is not college sports. This is just ESPN run. And it just happens to take place at this university, it seems.
Yeah, that was a little bit weird. There was a lot of things that like were touched on, but you didn't really understand the reason why we touched on these things. So I cut, like, part of me wishes that Max had to choose between Greek life and his buds. Like, I felt like that would have been a good trope here, but he very firmly shut that down at the beginning. So that it could move the plot point of them using Goofy.
Yeah. Cause I think that could have been an interesting, I mean, obviously they need to have Goofy in the film, mm-hmm. but Karen, you're so right. Because if we had switched it and we had Max ditching his friends to be in Gamma Moo Moo and like go participate in the X Games, that's a whole different wrinkle. And something that I missed from this film that I remember loving from the original is how much like PJ and Pete are in it. And obviously we barely even get Pete this movie, which I feel like is a disservice to all of us because Pete versus Goofy is always a fun combo. So it kind of stunk that we barely saw him.
I think what it should have happened was Pete then funds Max's team. Like he gives them a bunch of money to make them fancy and competitive with.
Yes. Right?
And then Goofy is the one who kind of like brings it back to basics and then brings Max back to his friends.
Yeah. Like they get all
should have happened.
Like they think they're hot stuff because they got all this stuff because Pete is giving like sponsoring the team. See, that's a really good way to bring everyone kind of back into it.
Look, I think this project was a little rushed. You could see that's low budget. Like they put a lot of time and care and love into the first one. I felt like the second one was very much actually like a college like film assignment. It was very low budget looking. Like even the end credits, it looks so like basic and not like, I don't know.
Yeah. They couldn't even invent one original song to sing.
That was I gotta be honest. That was my biggest disappointment was this. I mean, again, I think that the songs they chose are still really fun, right? Like Come On, Get Happy. Like there are a lot of really fun songs.
I didn't remember any of them.
I watched this today or I probably wouldn't be able to tell you that, but it also just feels like part of the charm and the character and just like the enjoyment of the first film was those songs because they're so iconic and they're such earworms, and these songs you can hear them anywhere, you know.
And then we could have gotten the music star to come and sing at the final competition.
Yeah, Pete pays for it, obviously. Tony Hawk or whatever.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so one thing I love about this movie is how self-aware it is. Like, why do we wear, is did anybody wonder why we wear gloves all the time?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
That's a funny line. And it's a great question. Why do they? Okay, how many of the Disney folk wear gloves?
Well, it's all the Mickey's crew.
The funny thing is that my sister noticed it before that joke came into the film, like before that point. And yes. I thought about it, and I like when we she said it, then I looked at all the other characters. It's only like the Mickey crew and
oh, so like the background folks aren't.
No.
So wow, I don't know if I know
TJ. What's the other guy's name?
Cheese guy.
Cheese guy.
We knew Sour of Cheese.
Yeah, cheese guy. I knew his name and then it escaped me. And Max and Goofy. Like so, and then Pete. Like so those people who are like Mickey tangential or part of the Mickey crew have the gloves. It's they're Mickey gloves, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Why does Mickey wear gloves?
Yeah. Bobby, that's
Bobby,
the cheese guy.
Yes. Bobby. We all know him as the cheese guy.
Because he's the cheese guy. I still loved him. I gotta be honest. I think he's so fun. Like the pizza bit. I love his like one dangly earring. And when he gets to the club, he just like he's like, I'm gonna faint. I'm so happy.
Look, he is so now. Like he would be cool now. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Right. You're right.
So, you know, okay. Yeah. So, you know, Mickey's a mouse, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay. But he's kind of like a humanoid. And they didn't want to make Mickey have mouse hands, but they didn't want Mickey to have human hands. So, yeah, they gave him gloves to kind of hide that issue.
All right.
Okay. Sure. So then. But then if you look at the back, like the supporting cast of the supporting characters of this film, when you saw them have fingers, that was okay, right?
Well,
that
I think wasn't weird. Well, I'm assuming that like you're talking about like the creation
but of
Mickey.
All have, so they're just yeah, in the beginning. But they all have four fingers. So everybody has four fingers in this world. This is not a five-finger world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, how many does Max have? Four?
Everybody has four fingers.
All have math too.
What about
they like do the have others? A thumb. So they well, it's kind of thumb.
Also, okay. So remember Roxanne, Justice for Roxanne, why was she like written out of the
game? Yeah. Who knows? That because she was the best one.
I was so mad that they didn't like at least write her off. Like clearly, like some like she moved away or like just anyway, what happened to Roxanne? But she has, it looks like she has four. It depends on, I'm trying to look at some of the original. One, two, three. I think she has three fingers.
Three? Fingers. You're stingy with the fingers there.
Taking fingers away from
and
them.
And the fan art, I think, might have given her more. But I'm looking at the screenshot and she has three fingers.
Let's not get stingy with the fingers. I think everybody should get four. Come on. Come on.
But do you think Max would have looked good with four fingers?
I think that he needs four, at least four fingers.
But he doesn't, right? He only has.
He has four. He has four.
He's three plus a thumb.
Oh, yes. Well, that's
fingers.
Yes,
their thumbs count as fingers.
Okay. Wait, do the all thumbs or fingers? But
well, you wouldn't say you have nine fingers. You'd say you have 10 fingers.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So.
Everybody
three
has
fingers, one thumb, or
three
four
fingers, one thumb.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, four fingers. But okay,
well, how many fingers does Roxanne have?
I'm looking at the art for a Goofy movie on IMDb, and their fingers look more like they look narrower. I guess yeah, like it doesn't look like a Mickey.
All the girls do have skinny fingers. Like, did you see that librarian had the daintiest fucking hands in the world? Well, and I was like, why can't I have dainty hands like the librarian? I was so jealous.
Well, I also noticed that like so Goofy obviously has like a very big schnoz, like his like snout, his whole face is like very pronounced.
Yeah.
The librarian's face and nose was so small. I was like, literally Goofy could fit his entire mouth around her whole head.
She's dainty, Jessica. She's a lady.
Very dainty.
Roxanne was the same way.
Yeah, they really did build those female characters very similarly.
Brad upper crust looked like Jim Carrey.
Family modeled him after him. That's so funny.
He does. He really does look like Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I do. I gotta say though, if I'm Max, I feel like I'm gonna have an even worse reaction than he did to my dad showing up on my college campus.
Yeah.
I would not be happy. Like as soon as he sat down next to me, I'd be like, what are you doing here? Like,
okay. So here. Karen, do you agree there's a difference between having your parents
study at the same university as you and having your parents be at the same university as you, but also try to be in the same social circles as you and also try to rush a fraternity and be in the same X Games club. Like, there's a big difference. If Goofy was on the other side of the campus and didn't try to get super involved, then how can you get mad at Goofy for wanting to further his education?
Okay, well, the thing is that they... So to answer your question, I think it's a little bit weird that Max wanted him to be part of the other team, because then he wouldn't have, because at first Goofy wanted him to be part of his team, but he was like, oh, it's great if you want to join the other team because
of sabotage,
right? But then, like, then he's still, Goofy is still kind of in the same circle, so I don't really know if that was effective. Because then they had to compete against each other. And I felt like that was like big, a big mind F that he did to himself, right? Because then his dad got like a perfect score.
Right? He did. Well, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10 and a 9. A 9, 9 by the Germans.
Yeah. Was it 9 or 9.5? I don't know.
It was a 9. Yeah. I just rewatched it. Oh, like, man. 4 seconds ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Max got like all 4s and 5s.
Yeah. I didn't think it was a big deal, but it must be a small campus.
I just think that, yeah, it has to be a small campus, but also they have a whole ass Greek row, so it can't be that small.
I just think Max needs to chill out.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I mean, Goofy's embarrassing, but he's not so... Number one, he doesn't have to... It makes it worse when he's like, oh, dad, you're so embarrassing, because that makes you look childish. It doesn't make Goofy look more goofy.
Yeah, that's fair.
It makes you look like a child because you're like, dad, you're embarrassing me. Get out of here.
Yeah, he's in college now.
Yeah, I'm in college. It just makes you sound like a child. And I mean, if you're like, hey, dad, like, sit over here and just have him shut up, like, no one's going to be like, oh, my God, like, Max is hanging out with his dad. Well, maybe they would. I don't know.
Well, no, but college is different. There's no room for bullies there. That's the thing.
Beret girl has 5 fingers.
Well,
what?
Wow.
Okay. She's a normie.
She's elite.
She's a normie.
Is she a human?
No, she's not normie. She's different from them. Everyone else has 4 fingers.
Well, she doesn't have gloves, I guess.
She's like one of those cats that has extra fingers.
But she's definitely like some kind of species, though, because she has that like brown nose. Like,
okay,
she has,
speaking like, of species, nose. Why is there a bear? Like, just random bear. I thought the same thing.
Yes, because no one else, everyone else has like hair, like normal hair. And then there's this bear who's full on like covered in hair, like fur. Yeah, I thought the same thing. I'm like, what is this bear doing here?
For the listeners, this is like the referee for the X Games. We go through the whole movie it being like a regular like Mickey and Friends cast,
yes,
animation style. Everyone's got smooth skin and everything. They don't even have zits. Like they're just like flawless looking. And then suddenly we have this like furry, gruff, kind of like weird random bear that shows up,
yeah,
and does not look at all like anyone in that world. Though do we know if this bear is like based on a real person or character? Like, is that what, or is this like an Easter egg that like is a reference to something else in Disney?
Does he speak English?
Yeah, he's the referee. He's it's like, I don't know. It's very strange to me. I thought the same thing, Karen. I was just like, he felt so out of place. And so maybe he is a reference that we're not aware of. It just felt like he was especially animalistic compared to the rest of the
cast.
I don't
remember any bears. I think that he blended in better than you think.
When they kick PJ out, like they send him shoot him to the moon. And then they're like, you need a third member or you're disqualified and you got 2 minutes or whatever. And then Goofy comes in and like crashes into the whatever.
Of course. How can I forget?
Yeah. There was a bear like looking at his watch saying like, I've got 5 seconds left to count down to like say you're disqualified. That was a bear. I'm looking at a picture of him right now.
He looks really weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Just, but he also has fingers, so I don't know. Whatever.
How many?
He's got three fingers and a thumb.
Okay.
But it doesn't look, it just doesn't look right. Like, he is a bear. Oh, wait, no, wait, he's not a bear. Is he a dog that just looks like a bear?
I feel like I'm getting flashbacks to the original Goofy Movie podcast where we discussed the fact that, like, PJ is a cat for, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But he's furry. Like, none of the animals really, and what are they called? Human animals.
Oh, the anthropomorphized. No.
Yeah. Like, they're not furry, but this guy definitely is furry.
Yeah. It's really weird.
I don't know.
Anyway. I did notice that too. You're not alone in that. I also noticed. Okay,
thank you.
But yeah, I think, like, overall, I feel like if I was back in 2000 and I was super into, like, the skateboarding stuff, I probably would have liked that section more. Not that it was necessarily boring. I felt like the finals where they were really, like, screwing with Max's team, especially when we have Bobby, like, falls into, like, the big thing of mud, and Goofy, I do love the Goofy going down the hill and his body, like, stretches out.
That's a classic Mickey-ism type of thing. Disney, that was fun. I mean, it was very tumultuous because you didn't know what was going to happen, and there was so much cheating involved. We mentioned earlier some of the tricks that Gamma Moo Moo did. They're very dirty. I don't know how they got away with all these tricks.
Okay, what do we think about the fire at the end of the race course?
Okay, so this was very intense. Set fire to things. This is arson. This is illegal. There's a difference between, like, you know, putting on a costume and pretending like you're a grandma versus burning down the entire set.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is I love that when it happens and Max and, like, the other guy are stuck under there, Max does contemplate finishing the race for a second before helping another human being out of a fire.
Yeah, it is funny that that's the dilemma. Is he looks at the finish line, then he looks at the fire and, you know, his opponent almost burning in the flames.
It was very funny. And I do like that, like, because then we also have this, like, Bradley gets, like, flung into the blimp. And I'm like, well, he most certainly dies. Live through that.
No, he's fine. He lost a tooth. Very concerning.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic, too.
Yeah.
Like, realistically, if someone lost a tooth, like, their whole mouth would be bleeding. It would be, like, a gruesome affair. But I love how in cartoons, when people lose a tooth, it just, like, boop, boop, boop off, like, you know.
Yeah.
The idea is that he flew into a blimp, which presumably you'd be, like, soft or bouncy. So,
ooh, you know. Yeah. I guess.
But then the blimp was, like, spinning around like it was about to crash.
Look, I mean,
I don't know. How realistic is the goof? An extremely, extremely goofy movie.
Not very.
That was kind of goofy. I mean, yeah. I think the other one thing is it is very goofy. Like, the movie is very goofy. And one thing, though, is there's not really any character development. Like, Max doesn't really learn anything. He gets saved by his dad, which I actually did predict at the very beginning when they were, like, recruiting him. He wanted to be part of the skeet team. I'm like, okay, Max is going to say no, and then Goofy's going to save him the X Games later. Like, I felt certain parts about that were predictable in the movie, but, like, the characters themselves don't change. Like, Goofy doesn't learn anything. Max doesn't learn anything about himself. I thought it would be a nice, like, coming of age opportunity for Max, but there wasn't really that. It's really more about the events and the story of, Goofy actually gets more of a change. Like, he gets, his life changes, not so much him as a person, but
he gets the girlfriend, he graduates university. I don't know what kind of degree that he got for going to one semester of school. Well, I think but he did it.
He hadn't finished college. So like
he hadn't finished
college. Yes. He had 1 year. Because he went to 3 years before. Do we think that maybe they cut out the scene where they set up like he was gonna have a dinner, a congratulatory dinner with Sylvia?
Yeah, he didn't mention like that, but she made him fondue and he stood her up. How dare he?
Yeah, there was like a lot of holes in that little story point. So can we speculate how that happened? So he had to write. Okay, so and then why would she write a congratulatory or do a congratulatory dinner when didn't he just doodle on his test?
Yeah, he was writing Max on it. He daydreamed and he dreamed of Max.
He took drugs before he went to that class, is what he did. That was some kind of trip if I've ever seen one. He was like having some gnarly dreams.
I thought that he was just dreaming. He was dreaming of little fairies.
Dreaming of rainbows. He had rainbow hair.
I mean, he was taking LSD.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so he did like the spirograph art around Max's name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he didn't write the test. He just like basically just daydreamed the whole test away. But then yet somehow he passed, I guess.
So
for him to have a congratulatory dinner from his girlfriend.
Unless she assumed he was just going to pass without even, like, she was just very confident in him.
Or is it like, these are student athletes, and as we know, student athletes often don't have to get good grades to go through school because they have to compete.
So was this a college sanctioned activity?
Maybe. Maybe. Oh, Goofy's a college athlete. Just pass him. If he writes his name on there, then just pass him.
He wrote Max's name on there.
It's a name that he's associated with. Let's just pass and push him through. We need him for the sports. Is that what happened? Or did he get to do a redo? Because they're like, oh my gosh, Goofy, you saved the day. Like, you know, I understand you were really stressed out. Here, retake the final. Or not. I don't know. It's a fucking Goofy movie. Though. I don't know what happened. I don't know who's to say.
I just thought that was really weird. So
did he graduate? I didn't see him do work at all.
Yeah, well, he just basically, like, the first part he was very like gung-ho. It's very college, right? Like, you're really excited, and then he didn't become jaded, but he like lost sight. Remember, he lost focus of what he's supposed to do. And there was that scene where like Sylvia gets him back on track. Maybe he just like really somehow got like one really good grade in the middle that allowed him to pass. But do you remember, I don't know if either of you have had any kind of post-secondary experience like that, where after high school was over, like you had all this freedom. So even if you were in school, like maybe you skipped classes or went partying, like were you diligent students or were you just like, party, whatever.
I was a very shitty student in high school, but by the time I got to college, I was a very good student. So it was kind of the opposite. What happened was, I believe somebody said the very first week that I was in college, somebody said, for every class you skip, that's like $600 or something like that, whatever. Ooh, they said $400 because like tuition's so expensive. So if you think about it like that, it's like, dude, if I skip this class, then I am just throwing $300 to $600 down the drain. And that really stuck with me, and I never skipped class because of that.
Interesting. Wow. I commuted to college, so like I went to most of my classes. I skipped a few, mostly my very like undergrad stuff, like the 101s, because a lot of them were like huge lecture halls and like an idiot could have passed that class. So I was like, I don't feel the need to go to like this one every single time, you know? And I think the only other time I skipped a class was when we had like a major snowstorm coming. And I had to drive home, and I was like, I'm not, like, I don't care. I'm not going to this class. I'm just going home. And I remember like we had, it was like a light, a street light to get out of the parking lot to my college. And I drove a sedan. A lot of people did. And we all kept getting like stuck trying to get out of the college campus. I was like, I'm glad I skipped that class because screw that. I'm not doing this. But I don't know, Karen, what about you? Were you, did you go to every single one of your classes or were you a skipper?
I didn't skip too much, no. But I remember when I did my grad program, I definitely did not take it very seriously. Like, I had finally moved away from home. So I just, like, totally wanted to just, like, have a boyfriend. And I played a lot of, like, video games because that's what my boyfriend at the time had been doing. So I, like, even though you would think your master's degree is, like, when you need to, like, study and work hard because you finally found your calling, I was like the opposite. I was like, freedom, like I'm gonna play video games for like 5 to 12 hours today. And like, yeah, I totally just like threw away some of my opportunities to learn. I just had a lot of fun.
I miss the days where I would play Sims for like 7 hours straight. I can never do that now because I have actual shit to do, but also my attention span is not as good as it used to be. But I used to play The Sims for hours upon hours upon hours. What happened to those days?
Well, yeah, one thing I would say is I could never do what I did back then now because, I mean, this is a little depressing, but after age 25, your cognitive, like your brain's abilities to do, like take on larger loads, like decreases after 25. So at that time, I was able to kind of get away with it and still pass school. But now, like what happened to those days, like there's no way I could do that now. There's just no way. I wouldn't, my brain would just like shut off and I wouldn't be able to afford to not study. Like I'd be studying all the time.
Oh, yeah. Karen, are you concerned about people's attention spans? For example, not only was I able to play Sims for 7 hours a day, I used to watch like 40-minute YouTube videos, and now I can barely get through a 3-minute TikTok without passing over to next. Like, what is wrong with my brain? Like, where is my attention span? Are you concerned? I'm concerned.
Did you watch the Goofy movie? Were you able to get through the whole thing?
For the most part, but I'm
no, but I'm with you.
I as good as it used to be.
I have to say, like, fairly recently, I have Googled, like what ADHD looks like in adult women because I'm like I just have such a time of like it could also be just because as adults we're like juggling, I'm not saying more than college students, but like a lot more responsibility most of the time than college students, and so your brain is kind of forced to be shoved in 20 directions at once. And that's also just kind of the way that a lot of modern day people are like forced to live, right? You're forced to have work 40 hours a week, plus take care of your household, plus social lives, plus hobbies, you know, all of those things at once. But yeah, I was like, I totally agree with you, Karen. Like, there's no way I could do. I've thought about people, like, props to you if you go back to school and you like want to further your education like later in life. But like, I just don't think I could do it. I don't know that my brain would be able to handle it.
Yeah, so over like all-nighters were a big thing like in high school, and if you're lucky enough to go to college. If I pull an all-nighter now, like I'm just done for the rest of the day. I cannot do anything. Mm-hmm. Like I can barely
yes. in,
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How did Goofy, is that why Goofy like just checked out?
Probably. Maybe. The only thing Goofy going was disco.
Well, and Goofy had a like elite breakfasts. He took advantage of those buffets in
college. Oh, he was a really big advocate of the food halls.
He took a lot. Yeah, he had a lot of food on his plate. So
a lot on his plate. Multiple.
But yeah, Goofy was like, I mean, the good thing Goofy only needed like however many credits, like he only had one semester left to do because I can't imagine, you know, having to go back the whole time for poor Goofy.
Yeah. Do you think that Gamma Moo Moo was like it was a little culty, but did you at least feel like it was fun?
No, I didn't think that was a fun sorority or fraternity to follow.
You wouldn't want to pledge Gamma Mu Mu ever?
You know me, I would never want to pledge any sorority or fraternity, but like certainly not that one. It didn't look fun at all. It looked like freaking Krumpelstein. What's his name? What is his name? Bradley, whatever the heck.
Upper crust?
Crumple crust. Upper crust. Bradley Uppercrust the third. He's terrible. Like, he's not nice to any of the other people
I'm sure they kicked him out of the fraternity.
He's terrible.
But he died. He didn't really seem that popular though. Like, Max was popular.
Yeah. Oh yeah. In the traditional sense of the word, where a lot of people liked him.
Yeah. Well, the thing is
his talent.
The funny thing to me was when they were at, I don't know where, if they were at like a club or like a party or something, and they all get like all these nachos and they cover their faces in that same strange cheese from the first movie. And then this like cute girl in green comes over and she's the same one that he like waved to sit next to him until Goofy did. And I'm like, oh, are they going to give him like a love interest? Cause it seemed like she was very pretty. Like, she seemed popular. Like, people liked her. And she was interested in Max.
Yeah. So I think they had to make a choice here between Goofy having the romance story versus Max. That's a
good point. Yeah.
Do we think, like, Goofy's love story was very good, but do we think the story, like the movie and Max's story, would have been better if he had a love interest instead of Goofy?
I think I liked it the way it was. I liked that PJ had like a little sniff of a romance story, you know?
It makes me hopeful that Goofy won't have that need to be overbearing towards Max, because he'll have his own life going on and he'll have his own interests and he'll be in his own relationship. And it makes me hopeful that his life is going to get better, because even though he loves being a helicopter parent, he loves being a parent, you know, it's not healthy for him. He loses his identity within being a parent. And I think that with him getting his new disco cute girlfriend and hopefully a better career now that he's graduated college, then I'm really hopeful for him. And I think that we needed to see Goofy move on. And then that means that Max has more autonomy to do what he wants to do, like be a bro and skateboard and flirt with girls and eat nachos or whatever he likes to do.
Okay, so there is one part of the movie, speaking of the parenting, where Goofy is like ordering them to like clean their room and stuff. Would you have liked if your parent came and like, I mean, they needed that help because that room was disgusting.
They literally were using shovels to pick up their clothes. I was like, damn, how dirty are those clothes?
So that reminded me, like, did you ever have a time where, like, usually when I had to write a test or like something was coming up, my desk was just a mess? Did that happen to you? I just have so many books and papers when I had to write an essay.
I mean,
my life was like in shambles every time.
Definitely a sloppy bitch. Yeah, definitely sloppy. I really liked the fact, so our dorm room was set up where both beds were on either side of the walls, like opposite side of the walls, and then we used our two dressers as a barrier, and I liked it because I can hide the mess from my roommate. They would never know because I was on the opposite end. I liked that. I was always a sloppy bitch. Like, I am like, I'm definitely more very organized now. I've kind of come to realize that if I don't have my systems in place and my organizational tools in place, then I'm a disgusting, horrible mess. So as long as I have these things in like a regimented system, then I'm fine, but otherwise I'm a disaster. So I remember one time when I was a kid, I had clothes on the floor and my mom threw my clothes out the window because I wouldn't clean my room.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How do you remember reacting to that?
Oh my God. I was like screaming at her. I was like, don't throw my clothes out the window, because it wasn't like I didn't get some of the clothes back because they got stuck on the roof. So I didn't get them back. I was
and you
so
just had
upset.
Clothes hanging out on your roof forever.
Yeah. Because my window was on the outside of like a roof
type of thing.
And that's, it wasn't crazy.
Yeah, it wasn't like I could just go off on the roof and get it back. Like, it was gone. Oh, and I was like so mad. I was like, Mom, don't throw my clothes out the window. And then she was like yelling at me, like, oh, you need to clean your room. All this crap. It was terrible.
So if you asked her, or if you have asked her about that incident since then, like as an adult, what did or would she say?
Let's see. Robin's pretty, I mean, you know, God bless her. She's in the middle of getting over the hurricane right now. She lives in Florida. So, but she's very responsive. So let's see.
Yeah. Robin on the pod.
So that happened to me is my mom threw my toys in the garbage, like, or put up them like next to or above it. And I was like crying. I was like having a meltdown. But I mean, it's just the threat, like, I'm trying to think if my mom like at any point threatened me during like to do some like into doing something at this stage. Like, I do feel like Goofy wasn't necessarily like, I'll throw away your toys or I'll throw away your clothes, but he definitely was like there with a megaphone, I think, was he not?
Yeah, he's like, come on, everybody clean, like comes in with this big like dumpstery looking thing to put all the dirty laundry in. And yeah, he was definitely there like getting everyone motivated to clean that mess of a dorm room.
So Jess, how are you as a roommate?
So I never dormed because I commuted to college, but like by that point when I was in college, I had my first apartment and it was really clean. I would say I'm a very organized person, not necessarily like the cleanest person, right? So I'm not like dusting every weekend, but like all my stuff is in its place where it should be. So I've never really, when I was a kid, for sure, my room got messy because I was a kid. But as an adult, I would say no, even in college, I tried to keep everything organized because if I set something, I hate the worst things that can happen to me is I either get lost or I lose something, like I can't find it. It drives me mental. And so I always try to keep, you know, things where they should be. Have we heard a response from Robin, Sarah?
Yeah, she says that she does remember it and she's currently typing. So we'll see.
I'm just so curious, like, did a windstorm or rain eventually knock some of your clothes off the roof? Like, they couldn't have been up there forever.
I mean, they're probably still there. I feel like I tried to get some bag with like a broom, but there was some that I never saw
again.
I'd be
pissed if like my favorite article of clothing ended up on my roof where I just had to stare at it all the time.
Well, this is why I wound up like and why I didn't just clean my room. I don't know. But like I remember I wound up like stuffing some stuff from like my room in like the vents.
The thing that we haven't really had closure on this is, did you learn your lesson?
No. No, I was just terrible. No, because then my answer was, I'm going to put the clothes in the vents. I was like a major like sweep it under the rug type of person. Like, but literally,
you're spiteful.
Yeah, like I would like, instead of cleaning, I would like hide stuff under my bed or like literally sweep it under the rug. Like I didn't learn my lesson. I'm like a shitty, and obviously, like I said, I was a shitty roommate too in college. I was just like the fucking worst. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Frustration. I had asked you to clean your room. It was a mess, and you didn't. And when I did, wait, and when you didn't, I did it for you. That's what she said. She said, I asked you to clean your room. It was a mess. And when you didn't, I did it for you.
That's so perfect.
And then
perfect.
She says, everything's good. Going home tomorrow. Both houses are in good shape, according to friends. And that's in response.
That's great. Okay, glad that she's okay.
Oh my gosh.
I'm neither of you as a roommate. I'm probably like the worst. I won't even sleep. I just will live in total oblivion and just there will be like a mess around me and I won't even see it. How I manage is by buying as little as possible so that there will be less mess to put on things. But like after I finish cooking, the counter is like full of stuff and then I have to take all the time to clean it up and sometimes I don't. I'm not a very good roommate. But luckily I live with someone who will do it all for me. So, you know, yay for that. But I'm not a good I get distracted like very easily. I have the working memory of a goldfish, basically. Mm-hmm. So I think I very much relate to the students in this movie, like Max, PJ, and Bobby. Yes, Bobby. Mm-hmm. I totally have been the person with clothes on the floor, or where I would like wash the clothes and I would just be too lazy to take them out and just pull them out.
That's
of
the worst.
I just like start wearing them clothes out of the dryer, or just like take them out and then just start picking from there.
Really, to be honest with you, I'm the same exact way. If I don't put away my clothes right when I do the laundry, it goes right back into the laundry. It's not like,
we're not efficient. We're not the best at that either. I would say like laundry is probably what we're worst at in terms of like getting from start to finish and accomplishing every part of the task, versus like dishes we're forced to be good at because we don't have a dishwasher and we don't have a spot for a drying rack. So when you do the dishes, you have to dry them and put them away to have counter space again.
Oh, to have counter. I was thinking that you were going to say to have dishes again. And then my response was, why don't you just buy more dishes?
We have a 12 piece set of like all of our stuff, which is a lot. I mean, there's only two of us, but when you think about for like, we try to be eco-friendly. So we're not using like paper plates or anything. We're always using like reusable pieces of, you know, dinnerware. So, but yeah, I would not dwell well with a college student for sure. I would get very frustrated of like, do you not see this mess? Like, I would not like that.
Oh no, Jessica, your poor child. Person.
I would be the worst. The thing is, close out the window. I've never been a roommate of someone who either like, obviously I went from living with my family, my parents, to living with either on my own or with a significant other. I've never dwelled with someone other than a significant other or family. So I don't think I would do well with it.
Sorry, I was just thinking back to the movie.
What movie?
Bring a movie today. I want to bring it back to this movie because, I think the only other movie like this in the Disney realm is it not just Monsters University?
Yeah, that's
kind of
what I'm thinking about.
That one's so much better, is it not?
It's so much better.
What happens in Monsters University besides they're students that go to university to be monsters?
Right. So this is it's a prequel. Oh. And Mike and Sully are at school and they're roommates, but Sully is obviously the jock and Mike is like the nerd. And they are obviously they're not really friends at the beginning and they're pledging like different fraternities.
There's
Sully
a fraternity in there too.
There's fraternities in Monsters, Inc. Monsters University. You got to watch it.
Sign me up.
Yeah. So in that one, Sully's a Nepo baby. Like, does he not have like a famous dad? And that's how he got into university?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
He didn't even get there on his own merit.
No. And Mike Wazowski was the one dimensional who got like scholarships.
He just like scares. And then is Sully trying to be a scare monster too?
All of them are, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, can you major in something other than being a scare monster?
Yeah, you can. You obviously, like, there's a lot of, like, the equipment and stuff like that. But, like, the big, basically, in this world, like, these are, like, the celebrities of that world. So, like, actors and singers would be scarers. Like, they're the people who get, like, all the notoriety.
I don't want to be a scarer.
Well, at the end of, spoiler alert for Monsters, Inc., like, they find out that you should make the kids laugh because it gets better electricity. I wish everyone could see Sarah's face. She hates it.
Oh, okay.
I just did a full Pixar rewatch. So I watched and ranked all of the Pixar films.
Okay. And how it is.
I want to guess what number one was. I don't know if you'd be able to guess.
Toy Story 4. Oh, Toy Story 2, your favorite.
No, both of those were high on the list, though. But no, my favorite was Coco.
That's very good.
Really good one.
Yeah, I think Monsters U is much better as a story. You see some development. It's really fun. The stakes of the competition, like there's a competition in that one, too, really.
Is it X Games?
Yeah, they have like the X Games of monsters. It's just monster scaring.
It's more like a. It feels more like a field day or like a fair.
Oh, activity. It's
like scavenger hunts and
it's
like
Greek day. It's
exactly. Okay,
they're competing against other Greeks.
Exactly, but yeah, it's really fun. Like the way they do it is really fun because they're like it's like obstacle courses where you have to avoid things and the way they do it is very smart. But like Karen said, that it just. I felt like the worst part of this movie was probably like the actual skateboarding aspect. And like, I think it's much better done in Monsters University where the games are much more entertaining than this, these ones.
Yeah, I agree. I think maybe, I think they spent too much time on the freestyle skateboarding part where Goofy is it's like Goofy versus Max. They could have used that time to do other stuff.
Yeah. The end competition, how long? Well, okay, so the freestyle, that's one thing, but even the ending competition, how that was like a, what, like a 10-minute scene or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was long.
It was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's not, again, it's not a bad movie. It did bring back some like really early aughts vibes for me that I thought was fun. And I do love, like, it is part of our childhoods, right? The like the Goofy yell, the gorsh, like all of that I think is very, it's just, it's a fun watch.
It's very fun. Yeah. And I do, there are a lot of things like you said that I really liked about it. Just like the diversity is very much reflected. Like when you go to college, it's so different from high school. You have all the freedom to do whatever you want. You, if you lose focus, like at least you're already kind of a lot of, for a lot of people, college, like if it's not high school, college is your like end destination that sort of bridges you to the real world. So like having that freedom, but also within the slight structure of university. I do like the how they portrayed it with like, you know, we don't care about bullies or people who think that they're cool or trying to be cool. Like if you try to be cool like Bobby and try to get the girl, she's not going to like you. She's going to like someone who's authentically cool, like PJ, who's into poetry. And so I liked that aspect and the whole indie, like, you know, we go to coffee shops and we wear suspenders and and funky glasses. Yeah. Like I thought that was very cool. And like, you know, that's something that was the same when I went to college, and that's very much like the vibe now.
Yeah. Yeah. Karen, what do you think that Max is doing today and the rest of the Goofy troop?
That is a great question. I had also thought about that too. Like, that was Max's first year of school. Do we think he might have gotten, he was actually pretty good. It seemed like he was pretty good and like confident in the final exam. Mm-hmm. So whatever he chose as his major, he's probably a fine student. Is he in an office job? I don't think so.
He'd get bored. I feel like if he was young in today's society, he would be like traveling and like vlogging about it.
Yeah, oh, like he's an travel influencer, right?
Yeah, I could see him being an influencer. And Bobby is like someone who is like, oh, I'm going to post once a week. And he posts like once every 3 months. And it's like something totally weird and wacky. Or he has like a food YouTube channel I could see as well.
You know what I think? It's like maybe those three have some sort of like PJ isn't like becomes like a computer science major and like ends up like they start do a tech startup together.
Oh,
like that.
And Max is like Max is sort of like the charismatic, you know, young whatever, like he does sales or something.
Yeah,
like he's in marketing. And then Bobby is like he appeals to like the young hip crew, and like maybe it's like they make like they have some sort of maybe like a revolutionary clothing line that's like socially responsible. And he's like a person. Max is sort of like, marketing. And then PJ is like the computer whiz. I think that's what it is.
I ooh, love that. Yeah? And do you think that Goofy is kind of like, what's that movie with like Robert De Niro and Princess Diaries, Anne Hathaway, The Intern?
Oh,
like, do you think that like Goofy comes in and is like, gosh, like I'm here for my internship?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah,
good for Goofy.
And he tries to apply to Max's company.
See, they need to hire us because we are writing these things lickety split. I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of podcast would Goofy have?
Oh,
I mean, obviously, I think that maybe like a historical deep dive into 70s culture.
Yeah.
Music. That's his passion in life. He loves it so much. He really does.
So he and Sylvia like probably have a podcast.
I think so. I think they're still together.
Yeah. I like to think so.
Yeah, they probably have like, I don't know, like a lizard. 70s wedding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. A 70s themed wedding. How fun. Well, yeah. Karen, I hope you come back sooner than another 2 years. I mean, maybe next time we'll get you. I know that you really liked Cruel Intentions, so maybe we'll age you up for next time. Do you want to do something a little bit more scandalous than Goofy Movie?
Yeah, I figured you probably have like covered everything. Have you not covered everything from the 90s?
The thing. We've only done like we're still finding so many films that like one of us hasn't seen that the other has that we like to do. Because obviously I was born in the 90s. So some of the like saucier 90s stuff I missed just because I was too young. But no, obviously anything you want, we'll make it happen. We can figure it out if we haven't already done it, which again, we haven't done a lot of stuff. So,
okay. Well, I will have a look and I would love to come back.
Yeah, as we say, Sarah, send her the list.
Send me the list.
So we have to send nobody the list thus far.
Yeah, well, you gotta send the list.
I know, I gotta send the list. I know. Okay. I keep promising to send the list.
I never send the list.
So instead of like January 2024, I should come like maybe by September 2023.
There you go.
I'll come sooner. I would love to come sooner. This was so fun. We have a history.
We do.
I would love to just, you know, have a little
bit.
We've been here since the inception
of the podcast. So,
oh my gosh, like the very, 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 very beginning.
As soon as early as you possibly could have been.
Yeah. So, I want to be part of this still. So everyone stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. We'll make it happen. Anything you want to plug, anything fun, interesting you want people to go check out? What do you got to say?
I mean, obviously my future birthing prenatal class podcast. I mean everyone check out Wombat Water. We've been a little bit on a hiatus. But there's like a catalog of like a few fun things to like really fun things to listen to. I mean, wherever Jess appeared, that's like the number one recommend. You know, if you love Neopets, and even if you don't even know what Neopets is, listen to that one because Jess is a total star.
That is a time. I love the Neopets podcast.
It just like she's so happy and then she's devastated and then she's just like fighting for her life. It's such a roller coaster over like the most ridiculous thing ever.
When I want to win, I want to win.
Oh, she's so competitive and it's great. It's just great drama in a single hour. And so my plug is episode 2 of Wombat Water.
There you go.
There we
Wonderful.
Go.
Sarah, what do you want to plug? What do we have going on? What do you have going on?
Yeah, earlier in the month, as I said earlier, we covered Cruel Intentions with Chappelle. So check that out. That was a very fun podcast. For October, we have some spooky stuff coming. We, of course, have to continue our saga of going through Halloween Town movies. So we're on Halloween Town High.
We're gonna lose our shit.
And I gotta tell you, I have watched so many Kimberly J. Brown TikToks that my head is gonna explode, and every single one of them is about Halloween Town.
But why are you continuing to watch?
Because I'm like, you know what? Not every one of them can be about Halloween Town, but they are, every single one of them. She never lets you down. It's always about Halloween Town. She has nothing else to talk about, or her husband. That's what she also talks about, her husband, who surprise surprise she met on Halloween Town. So sorry, she really gets me going.
Leave it for the podcast.
We're also covering I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
You can find me at The Jess Sterling. Of course, I'm finishing up season 3 of Community Building with Josh Wigler. We are nearing the finish line there. And you can also hear me talking about the Hulu sitcom reboot with Adam. We are 4 episodes in. I'm really loving that show. It's such an easy sitcom to relax and watch. Like, you don't have to think about it too hard. But it's also really rewarding because if you are paying extra close attention, you'll get these like really snippy jokes that are really good. So check out both of those things. And of course, we'll be back very soon with more bonus content. Of course, Dawson's Creek and Boy Meets World always happening, but can't wait for spooky season coming up very soon. Thank you again, Karen, for coming on with us here to talk an extremely goofy movie. We will talk to you all next time.
Just ask. Shit 90 shows taught me.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.